This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture. On today's episode, we will be drafting Lies Parents Tell Their Children. Holy buckets, is it a rich topic? Joining us today, we have two loving friends of the podcast. The first is a writer from Los Angeles. You know him, you love him, Shakir Samaan. The next, comedian touring all over the country, also residing in Los Angeles currently. You know him, you also love him, Zach Toscani. Joining us, as always, is our friend and comedian David Borey. My name is Sean Jordan. Ian Carmel, out this week, feet firmly planted on Bolivian soil. Hit that theme song. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that went straight into it. Playboy, no slate, no nothing. How are y'all living?
Oh, man, you know, 10 feet tall.
What a time to be
alive. Yeah, I'm full
of
energy because I didn't just travel. Well, no one's in L.A. Or wait, Shakir, you're in L.A. sitting through the hurricane?
No, I am in Los Angeles. Yeah, the heavy rainstorm plus earthquake that I didn't feel, but that I'm going to pretend that I felt for clout. Mm-hmm.
How many earthquakes have you guys actually felt? I feel like I've only felt like two in my whole life, the whole time I was in California.
There was that summer a couple of years ago where there was like the 6.9 and the 7.1 within like a couple of weeks of each other. And I didn't feel the first one, but I was in a movie theater on a pretty bad date to see that Beatles movie yesterday. Oof. And we were on the second floor of the Arclight, and halfway through the movie, just everything started to shake, and I was like, we should get out of here.
Well, I gotta go. Yeah. There's an earthquake. I just leave her sitting there.
I think I'm in love. Totally mistake the shaking for something else. Like, damn, I love this lady. My whole world's shaking. People are freaking out.
At first, I thought someone was kicking the back of my chair just really aggressively, and then I was like, oh, no, that's an earthquake. Still haven't ever seen the end of that movie. Don't think I ever will.
You get it.
You got a good ending.
Yeah.
Me, David, and Sean were all together for one. We were in the living room in Glendale, and Sean, like, I remember you, like, you were freaked out the rest of the day. Like, you were like, you kept going outside. You were like, I just don't want to be under a roof. I just don't want to be under a roof.
It was like 10 seconds of the house waving, bro.
It did feel like it was one of those things where you feel like the house picked up and then dropped like a foot.
I wasn't ready for all that. Like, and then I remember looking outside. I knew it was Buck because all the people who like are dug into Glendale were just outside too. So I'm like, all right, I'm not wrong.
Isn't that a weird community California thing? I remember I was in my apartment and there was an earthquake, and like it was like late, but everybody comes out for a second.
Yep.
Just to be like, was that a
even the rats come out of the dumpster like, what the fuck?
It's that sort of thing how they say in the South that people in the South don't take like big storms like hurricanes seriously unless Waffle House shuts down, because Waffle House never closes. It's like, sure, you don't have to take an earthquake seriously unless the Armenian gentleman who's lived next door for 46 years walks outside. Then you know that was real.
If that's Waffle House shut down, I might get something else on my algorithm for a change. But as it goes, it just fights. So they stay open.
You got to look at some animals or something.
Nah, I look at shoes and shoes and fights, man.
that's why you love them all.
Kind of sums me on up. Now, that man telling me I got to look at something else. Cool guy jokes, 87 on Instagram. Let me ask you a question, David. Are you on Twitter anymore?
Not even.
Not on Twitter, man.
They tricked me with Threads, but I'm not going back.
Anyway, I digress. David Borey in the house. How you living, man?
Oh, man, I cannot complain. I feel good. I'm happy. I'm home. Texas was really, really hot.
Now, let me do this for you, everybody, just so you know the kind of work that happens. David landed at DIA 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago at DIA.
And that is a disgusting commute at this hour. I did it a month ago to your house and it took...
It's not amazing.
It is the worst. Anyway, so yeah, man. Why don't you rip off them tour dates?
Oh,
I know,
man.
You got some coming up. Sioux Falls is on there, so I'm well
Sioux
aware
Falls
of that.
Sioux Falls is on there. So bringdavidaplate.com. First date October. I haven't been home for a while. First date August 30th. And then I'll just go down and read. I'm gonna get into the groove. We got it. bringdavidaplate.com, aluminum foil tour. You know, people have been already bringing me plates. Very
I was gonna
nice.
Ask if anyone's brought a plate yet.
I got this. Oh man, my man was he was supposed to tag me, but he didn't tag me in the picture. He brought me like this. What was it? Lemonade pound cake? Strawberry Ooh. Lemonade pound cake? Oh. It was amazing.
Oh
amazing.
My God. Damn.
Crushed that shit in the hotel.
nice, dude.
With my fingers like an animal. It was like after the show.
Oh, you saw it and then you put the do not disturb sign.
Yeah. And it's like, because I'm not really drinking as much on the road anymore because just the travel and drinking kills me. But I'm like, I'm still going to have a good time in here.
You'll
alone.
Get creative. Like when you need a fork, a lot of things can be a fork.
My hands. I use God's fork.
Hey, man. I turned a hotel ice bucket into a faux bucket.
Oh, man. I remember. Yeah, in Houston, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is funny because I got that cake in Houston.
That sounds like slang.
So, David, I understand the impulse not to want to eat in front of another person. Like, that makes sense when they're bringing you something as a stranger. How good would something have to look to jump if they were just like, I'll give it to you, but you have to eat it right now?
I don't know, because it's also like, here's one thing people were bringing up to me, which, because I'm not paranoid about shit like that, but a lot of people have been like, you're just going to eat strangers' food? And I was like,
what are they going to do? You should give it to the MC first, be like, you got to test it.
No, I trust the people at Subway, but my own fans, I wouldn't trust them. Like, that's...
I won't eat any spaghetti for magic purposes, though. You guys haven't heard of that?
No. I know you don't like spaghetti just general because it's like broke food.
There's like a myth that women, they'll put like stuff in the spaghetti to get you.
A little midsummer.
You. Yeah, putting it in your food. Anyways, comes
a little Cubanesca.
Sean's face could not be any blanker. Take it, Lenny. Yo.
You're talking about puke?
No, like Menstrual blood.
Oh, a little marinara.
I gotta go. Bye, guys.
He said a little marinara. Okay, let me rattle these off real fast. August 30th, Birmingham. August 31st, Asheville, North Carolina. September 6th, Philly. September 7th, Chattanooga. September 10th, Raleigh. September 12th, Austin. September 29th, Indianapolis. October 1st, Morgantown, West Virginia. October 5th, Columbus, Ohio. October 12th, Springfield, Missouri. October 13th and 14th, St. Louis, Missouri. October 21st, New York City. October 22nd, Worcester, Mass. October 26th, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Never heard of it. October 27th and 28th, Minneapolis, Minnesota. But really, the first leg I'm really kind of trying to push. So Birmingham, Asheville, you know, come out. Philly's doing good. Chattanooga, come out. Come see me. My stand-up is... It's good. I'm in performing shape right now, so I'm very funny. And if not, you know... Fuck you know, you already paid. What are you gonna do? Sue me. I wasn't funny.
That's how you know the stand up is good.
Yeah.
And you're like, if you don't think this is funny, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. You're fucking wrong, idiot. No, I bomb sometimes.
Hell happens to the best of us.
Yeah. Oof.
That man that it happens to the best of,
hey,
friend of the podcast, joining us today from the 10,000 Lakes State. Everybody. It's Mr. Zach Tuscany at Zach Tuscany on Twitter and Instagram. Am I right?
Twitter is Zach_Tuscany. I got kicked off.
Because you got booted, right?
Uh-huh.
You're putting up pictures of your butt?
Too many. Can't show a hole on Maine.
some of those rock hard butt pictures on Maine on Twitter. Where can the people find you, my friend? Where'd they find you in that rock hard little butt of yours?
All right. Well, I got some plugs, some public shows. So this Friday, tomorrow.
Some public shows. That sounds sick.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. I guess because you're a private guy.
You're Mr. Yeah, private. Yeah.
Hey, I only come out. I'm a recluse. So you only get to see me a few times.
I'm going to hit y'all with some public shows real quick.
This is where people can find me. Tomorrow, Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm at Motor Pub. Sunday, August 27th, Cleveland, Ohio. I'm at Dunlap's Corner. Friday, September 1st, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Sunday, October 1st, Ottawa at the Laugh Lounge. Tuesday, October 3rd at Montreal at the Diving Bell Social Club. Ooh. Wednesday, October 4th in Hotwick, Canada. I have no idea where that is.
Sounds different than the social club. You're going from the social club to Hotwick?
Ooh, I'm going to dip my wick. Friday, October 27th, Asheville, North Carolina. Hey. Saturday, October 28th, Raleigh, North Carolina.
What?
Wednesday, November 8th, Birmingham, Alabama.
What?
You people are going to get some double dipping. I'm following you, dude.
You guys are getting pretty incestuous.
Yeah. I'm on you, dude. Friday, November 10th, Atlanta, Georgia. That's a house show, but guess what? It's open to the public. It's going to be a blast. Shit.
Who's that? Metro. Who's Canon opening Metro. Up their crib to the public?
Oh my God. Metro. Atlanta. And by the way, when the guy sent me the poster, he put my name as Dan Toscani.
Yeah.
So that's how you know.
I bet you Dan Toscani sucks, dude.
Yeah, for sure. And then last one Saturday.
And fucks for money.
Oh, absolutely. I've never met a Dan Toscani I don't like. Saturday, November 18th, New Orleans at Sports Drink. And as always, I'm doing my house shows. If you're in the Midwest, the Northeast, the Southeast, the Down South, hit me up. I'd love to perform at your house.
Hell yeah. And I neglected to ask, how are you, my friend? You doing good?
I'm bad. No, I'm good. No, I'm good, man. Yeah, we went to Mall of America. We had some Juicy Lucy's. You know, I was all gassed up. That was a fun weekend with you.
Dude, Dan Toscani loves a Juicy Lucy.
You can find Dan Toscani at whatever casino is closest to where you're at.
And he's never been to Minnesota.
He got a DUI
at least not
for
that he
being
can say.
He got a DUI for his Juicy Lucy intake.
Yeah.
Dan Toscani tries to haggle at Subway. Like, no. I think
$4.99.
I'll pay it.
I'm going to say $4.99.
Let's just call it $5 and be even. that slight little giggle that you hear, a man with a big head like myself. I can't remember if we were doing that on or off air, but Shocker and I, a couple big heads. Another friend of the podcast. So stoked to have both of you on. Everybody, it is Shocker Saman. How you living, man?
Hey, what's going on? Living the dream is a thing that people like Zach and myself from the Midwest say. Because you wouldn't know because South Dakota, not the Midwest.
Yeah, it's but, sort of like man, its own autonomous
You guys don't
want to
go
region.
There. You don't want to spend the rest of the time doing this, do you? You really want to do this?
I was ready to leave after the marinara thing.
Because people call Ohio the Midwest, which if you did the straight down the middle of the country, Ohio is to the east of that. You tell me how that's the Midwest.
Well, everything is to the east or west of that line if you draw
right. In the right in the middle western part of that, you will find the state of South Dakota, the Midwest. I digress. Shocker, please point the people towards anything that you're doing. How can they get to know, you know, more about what's happening in Shocker's world?
If you really, really hate yourself and are really bored and have no other, you've seen every TV show and every movie and listened to every song and every episode of this podcast because it's the only podcast, obviously.
It's the only one.
Then you can go to @ShockerSaman on Twitter or Instagram where I say silly things and post pictures of dogs.
Do it.
Damn it. I did the intro. I'm sorry. I should have said @ShockerSaman on Instagram and Twitter. I did it wrong. I'm sorry.
Cross platforms, baby.
You're doing okay.
Are you on Threads? Are you on Blue Sky? What are you on?
I'm on all of those.
I think he's a Rumble
with the
guy.
Same. Oh, yeah.
Blue Sky. Is that like a single guy thing? Why don't I know about Blue Sky?
Blue Sky? I'll get you an I have an invite to Blue Sky. It's like Twitter if it was worse.
Yeah, I went on it once and then I was like,
I'm already bad at Blue Sky or Twitter.
Yeah, so, none of them are good.
Yeah. Instagram's fun. I have fun on Instagram.
Yeah, it's because you're watching fights all day. Fights.
You know what? So Shane Brennan
crimes.
That's actually Shane's, most of what Twitter is. It's just word fights.
Shane's daughter told him Facebook's coming back, that the kids are like getting back on Facebook. She's 12.
Well, because, you know, they see someone so relatable like Mark Zuckerberg and they want to do what they want to walk in his image.
Nostalgia is going so fast now. We're nostalgic for like what just got over.
Drake's dressing like me in seventh grade. It's all confusing.
It is nuts to see these kids, man, at the park. Anyway, well, yeah. Thank you for being here, Shocker. Stoked, man.
Yeah, man. I want to give a shout out to Zach's house show. Zach performed for my parents once.
Really?
I did.
Oh.
Under duress. Under physical, I was, well, because your,
you performed
your
sweet for Zoe mother, Kravitz and Jason Momoa?
Your sweet mother is an amazing dentist, and she did some work on me, so I didn't get to eat. I hadn't eaten all day, and then I had to go do the show, and I just was like throwing up in the bathroom. Like, but I knew like once I'll get on stage, I'll be fine. And then they were like, you know, the mayor's here. And I was like, what? Like, this is the show the mayor comes to? And I just asked them all for money.
We were working together in Boise one time and Zach went and ralphed in the bathroom a bunch before his set and he had to dip. The bartender came up and did his set.
The club manager like walked out of a stall and watched me puke into a urinal and he's like, so probably not going to go up tonight. And to their credit, they paid me. They still paid me for that
sweet
night.
Of them.
That's really nice. It was just, who knows? It wasn't
performing
anything.
Sick is like, it's the one thing that you just, it never works out well.
No. Because even if you, like, I know that once I get on stage, I'll be fine, like that stage sobriety. But you know that crash is going to be so hard afterwards.
Yeah,
and
that's
what happened in Port Huron. I like, went back to the hotel room and I had my only lucid dream of my entire life that night.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds buck.
Did you? Was it at least fun? Like, did you fight a rhinoceros
or
something?
No, it was not fun. It was intense. Oh. I saw me looking at me and I was like, who are you? And I was like, I'm you. And then I was like, what do you want? And it was like, why don't you take better care of me?
I remember you telling me about that after that happened.
Terrifying.
That's, yeah.
Man, yeah. This was like not that long ago, right?
Yeah, it was last year, like in the fall, maybe.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that because I thought about it for a while.
Yeah, it was intense.
It's deep.
Yeah. I think we're a different person now. Jesus.
Yeah, we all just end the podcast. That's it, I guess.
We all got to go. Come on, man.
Go get some tacos or something. God.
But what I was going to say was we all had great meals together. I had great meals with each one of you, like within the last month, I'd say, or month and a half.
All over different places too, right? Like different areas of the country.
Me and David in Denver, you and I in Minneapolis, and Shocker and I in LA. I finally went to that taco spot outside of the Target. They have a pataco. So it's a baked potato that they cut in the middle and then put all the taco inside of that.
On taco.
It was amazing.
I get it.
I thought it was made out of different stuff, but I get what you're saying.
That's another thing David won't eat after show, spaghetti and pataco.
I'm a generous lover.
I'll eat a pataco. I am Sean Jordan at Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram. First of all, thanks to everybody who came out to Minneapolis. There was fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tomorrow, I'll be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Holla at your boy. Boss's Comedy Club. Come on out. September 6th at the Capitol Hill Comedy Bar in Seattle. So come on out to that. There was one time I went out and zero people showed up. Don't let that happen. September 21st, 22nd, 23rd, I think we'll be at the High Plains Comedy Festival. Two live AFEs and I believe a curated stand-up show like that we get to pick. So it'll be dank. And then I'm recording my special October 29th in Portland. Cops tickets for that if you feel so inclined. I'll be in Vancouver November 30th through December 2nd with one Ian Carmel. And then he will be in, I would get this right, he's going to be in Austin December 8th and 9th. So go check him out there. He could not be with us as his wife, his betrothed, Dana Schwartz, got back from Jolly Old today. So they're having themselves a day. And we are doing this sans Stephen Cartwheel. Now, we're not only here to talk about why the fuck Ian isn't here, but to draft lies parents tell their children, which is pretty sick.
Can I say this is, well, while I was making my list, I realized my mom really didn't lie to me very much. Yeah.
Well, I was, so the stuff.
probably to my detriment.
It is funny. We're like, I don't know. She just told me everything.
Yeah, I always knew what was going on.
Now, did she not lie to you very much, or was she so good at lying that you still believe what she was telling you?
I mean, if they were lies, they were very practical. it was like very reasonable lies.
Well, I gotta thank Tyler Wicks on Patreon. We put it out to the patrons today. Didn't have time to make like a poll, But thank you for all the suggestions. There were like 250, by the way. So thank you.
Oh.
We keep track of all of them. We'll make a poll coming up. But this one, we just kind of had to eyeball it. And this one popped out as just fun and ridiculous. So yeah, thank you for that. Now, before we get to the draft, we need to determine the order of the draft. As you know, it is a serpentine draft.
Now, wait, what the freaking heck is that?
Wait a second. Do we do rock, paper, scissors first? Well, I'll tell you what.
this is your car.
We can do it any way you want to do it.
Now, Dad's not home.
It's a serpentine draft. Now, Shocker, could you please explain to everybody what a serpentine draft is?
Oh, my God. Okay. So,
quarterback, like, baby.
So, it's like I was taking one of my dogs out for a walk earlier, and we got to a patch of grass. And she's sniffing over to one side, doesn't want to use the bathroom there. So she turns back the other way, stops there, you know, still doesn't want to. She's got to go back to the first side and back and forth, you know, like a snake slithers.
There we go. So
sounds like me in the Austin airport.
That sounds like Zach trying to pick out which cheese curd he was going to eat first when we got our Juicy Lucy's, just like touching all of them.
Good curds, baby.
Basically, what it means is if you go fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round. Now, I did screw up the order because I should know already, but I don't know. So the order will be determined by a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the three of you. We go on shoot. Everybody ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh,
we got a three-way natural. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
What?
Three-way
again?
Natural. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh,
shocker.
An unnatural scissor. Over two rocks, victory. Shocker. You are to determine the order of the draft. We already established what a serpentine draft means. So go ahead and hit me with that order, Playboy. What do you got?
So there's only one pick that I think I have at risk of anyone else taking. So I'm going to go off the top. I'm going to go David, Zach, Sean.
Hot corner. I don't know what Sean's doing.
I think he's writing it down.
Okay. I'm just writing down everyone's names. I can't. I don't know how the fuck Ian does
you
this.
You
gotta
get a mic holder, dog.
Yeah, Laura.
Make more money.
Is Maxine not old enough yet?
She's gotta be in bed.
Oh
by
yeah,
now.
Make her hold it.
Yeah, man, when's that investment gonna start paying off? You know what I mean? Give her a job.
I told her about the yard work, the ongoing yard work joke. Where whenever I'm doing this, you're like, well, she's got to be doing some yard work. You both got to be working, right? anyway, all right. So let me make sure I got it right. Shocker first, David second, Zach third, and me fourth. Hot corner. All right, Shocker, you are on the clock. We will get to that first pick right after this short commercial break.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
And we're back.
I just can't do it the right way.
I can't.
I don't know. He said it, man. I don't have a voice. It's not good. No one's going to laugh.
Can I hear that? David's laughing pretty hard. 30% more energy.
I don't understand why it didn't work, but it did.
I guess
work.
I can do it like Batman. And we're back.
Now do it like a little cartoon mouse. Go.
And we're back. Didn't even pick up.
Yeah,
I didn't even hear it. When I do the Batman voice, I feel my jowls move. And that's one of the only time I can feel my jowls move. They get real. Anyway, Shocker, what do you got? Anyway, Shocker, let's get into it.
So
anyway, Shocker, go, 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 go.
Go, go.
You're on the clock, dude. Fucking go, man.
Almost all of mine are going to be hyper-specific to my childhood. This one, I think, might have been used by other people, and so I'm going to take it off the top. My parents have often told me that when I was a little kid, I was really good at lying. When my sister lied, they'd know right away. When I lied, it was like a 50-50 call on whether or not they could suss me out. And
you
got
went into
kind of,
entertainment. Interesting.
I know, right?
What a trait that none of us have.
I went into journalism.
Yeah.
So they got fed up with it and they told me that when I lied, I must have been like 3, 4, or 5 years old. When I lied, I better not lie, because if I did, they would be able to read the lie on my forehead. And so often I would come to them with a lie and I would just smack my palm over my forehead thinking, well, they can't see it, so they can't read it. So they have no idea.
Hey, so somebody snuck in and peed in my bed last night.
Apparently there were times where I'd run in and as I was talking, I would like rub my forehead thinking I could rub it off.
You're like a stockbroker. That's
like hilarious.
I would stare at the ground being like, oh, well, they can't see my forehead, so they won't be able to know.
I think the birthday cake ran away. I think it honestly ran away.
I couldn't tell you what happened to those jelly beans. Maybe that guy that pissed in my bed took. It seems like you'd be so stressed out.
just a 5-year old just being like, no, it's okay. I don't know what happened to the cookies.
Do you remember, like, my nephew is 8 or 9 right now, but he and they're like testing out lying. Do you remember like some early stuff you lied about? Like, I stole a grip of baseball cards one time when I was about 6, and I walked out of the grocery store with like my hands clenched over my jacket. Like, clearly I'd stolen something. Mm-hmm. And my stepdad tried to like rip my arms open, but then he could tell he was being too strong and like it was going to be weird. So he just stopped. He's like, all right, whatever. And just let me have them stolen. But I was like, no, I didn't steal anything. Like that weird.
I remember trying to lie about shit as a kid, but also like, it was just me and my mom in our apartment. So there would be times where she was like, I didn't break this.
Right. There's a process of elimination.
Dog, it's just us in here.
Yeah. You're just like, you're going to make me say it? You're going to make me say it.
Same thing with my dad. He had like a jade turtle or something. And I don't know how, but I broke the neck and I super glued it back. And it was like, he walked in and it was just like, he was like, what's wrong with the turtle? And I'm
like, what? Like, he'll never notice.
You never
like,
look at that. You have never looked at that. How did you know?
My jade turtle, bro.
Someone fucked up my turtle, man.
Dude, I told you guys, I think, but I broke the toilet handle at my buddy's house one time and I came out back to dinner and his parents go in the bathroom and they're like, so who broke that? And nobody said anything. And they're like, so you're both grounded until someone tells us. And my friends were looking at each other like, what the fuck? Like, who broke it? And I was like, I did it. And they go, oh, that's cool. And then it's just like, you're just so scared to admit stuff when you're a kid. You don't know, you just fix a toilet.
There's also
here.
That little bit of immunity you have at someone else's house. Like,
true.
You don't
do anything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're like, beat me up.
Good luck.
I'll break all this shit in here.
You call, they beat you up. You like, you call that an ass whooping?
Yeah. My mom's coming to get me at 3. It's your problem after that.
I'll just take the rest of that poop at my house, dog. I don't need a toilet to flush.
I like that one.
That's solid. Putting your hand over your forehead because you thought they were going to be able to read the lie on your forehead. Man, I wish we didn't lose that sense of thinking that that shit could happen. If you could still convince an adult about that.
It would make everything a lot easier. Right.
If you could read it, boy, that'd be so buck. Whew. Anyway, great first pick. David, what do you got?
So this is like a lie within a lie, but I don't need Inception. The secondary part. Yeah, Liception.
Liception, dude.
I'm sorry, it's been a long day. I'm picking the naughty or nice list from Santa Claus.
Dude, for days.
Because that's like, I wasn't a Santa Claus kid, but you knew some kids. Like, the idea that somebody's always watching you is awful.
Yeah.
It's awful. You're like, I poop all the time. Like, I just, it's watching you all the time. It's like, and I don't think it's like the right incentive to like be good, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you should want to be, you should want to be good.
For because, goodness sake.
Yeah, for gall darn it.
Ooh.
You should just want to be good because nobody's watching you. Like, if no one's watching you and you're good, then you're really good, you know?
That's when you're supposed to dance, right?
That would be nuts if your parents were like, nobody's watching you. No one fucking knows. Nobody cares, dude.
The only reason we got you a phone is so we can call you sometimes and be like, we ain't paying attention.
Yeah. Like, I only have 2 eyes, and I'm tired as shit.
You think it's easy to watch you after I work all night? I'm going to go to bed. Door's unlocked.
I wish fucking say they existed.
You could sneak out tonight. I would not know.
You know, that'd be like, that's like the first time that somebody's tells, like, you know, just tells you like, yeah, you can touch my boobs. You're like, whoa, now I don't want to. This is crazy. It's terrifying.
That's not how that went for me.
No. I was over the age of 13, so it's maybe a little different for me.
Yeah, I didn't. That didn't happen. Then I didn't immediately go to like sixth grade English.
I was younger.
Yeah, I knew algebra. I was ready to go.
I didn't.
I know you didn't. You psycho. It's
crazy when you put it like that. I didn't know algebra.
I mean, if you look at skills that you use in your life going forward.
I ain't used algebra for a while, and I do have a daughter, so.
True.
Yeah, you touched a lot more boobs than you did in algebra problems.
Than you did in equations.
Yeah. You know how to balance them titties.
Holy buckets. We're off to the races, gentlemen.
Yeah, it's happening.
I'm ready to solve for X.
I'm ready to solve for sex.
I was a Santa kid. I really was. I have memories of, I swear, on a stack of Bibles that I saw, I still remember seeing the sleigh and all the shit in the moon one night on Christmas Eve. I remember it. I'll remember it forever.
Didn't the apartment part weird you out? Because that was always where I got.
Yeah,
I was,
well,
like,
we talked where it's like where they're just coming in through the. It's not magical when you're like coming in the front door.
Or
where,
you broke into the back. Like, there's we also, don't have I'm a looking fireplace at, like, in here.
You know those apartment doors where they're just made out of like flame retardant stuff, and it's like, it's not, it's like a metal gnarly ass door. It's not like a fun inviting door with deadbolts and all that stuff, and you're like, so he's just coming in through there, huh?
Oh, he's gonna come like through the electronic fireplace.
Yeah, it's like and then it's like, I also was like, the numbers, and I was like, he's gonna do, there's a lot of kids in this apartment.
Yeah, you know, a lot of like bad kids too. I didn't think it was going to stop at my apartment for shit.
That's true. The worst kids I've ever known were.
We're just getting beat into a gang at the play center. It's like, yeah, Santa's just going to miss this spot.
I think I found out that Santa wasn't real because the one year I was like at Christmas with my dad, he was just like, you know, you just mumble obscenities a lot. So you'd be like, fucking shit. Like, he's like stumbling around in the dark.
Like Christmas story. It's,
yeah, exactly.
Fuck, you heard him.
Ah, god damn it.
Dad, Santa must be in a bad mood. Santa, he must have found himself on the naughty list, Dad.
He hates those cookies.
Yeah, the naughty or nice list, obviously. Insane and creepy. Pick. I feel you. Zach, number one, what do you got?
Well, this one was an interesting draft for me because much like David, my mom never really like out lied to me, and then my dad definitely did, but those aren't really fun draft picks, you know?
I was making my list, Laura, I was like, some of these are pretty heavy.
I was like, I don't want to go too bad. But I will say, my mom was like a real big pushover, so you just knew time and pressure, you could get anything. So the lie she would always tell me is, I'm not going to buy you that. And then slowly, over the course of the hour we're in the store, it's like you wear them down. You just wear them down. So that was a lie she told me often. I'm not going to buy you that.
I'm not going to get that. You're not getting that.
When Zach and I were talking about this in Minneapolis, but a buddy of mine, he does not like to be aired out, so I shan't. But a friend of mine one time, he needed something. And his mom, she was like, we're not going to buy it. And he looked at her, the audacity, he looked right at her and he goes, we both know you're going to buy it for me, so let's just skip all this. Let's skip all this and let's go get it. Let's just like, holy buckets. And then she did. And yeah. That was the crazy thing where I was like, oh, the power. Yeah. Yes, David.
Yes, absolutely right.
I knew who it was. I knew exactly who it was.
We were like, we probably 13. Yeah, I was just like, dude.
I wouldn't have the balls for that. And then if I had that power, that would have corrupted me.
Oh yeah. What can a kid do with all this power?
It's not good. Now, the finesse aspect of it makes it a little more charming, I guess.
I'd make a lot of empty promises. I'll keep my room clean forever. I'll start focusing in school. I'll completely turn around my personality.
Yeah. you know what's crazy? An aspect too of a kid is like willing to risk it all for some shit you were going to get sick of playing with in a month.
Exactly.
Like you were ready, I'll do whatever you want. And then it's just like the toy breaks a week later.
My dad has like it's funny that he kept it, but he has a drawer filled with like handwritten notes from when I was like 7 being like, I promise I will read every book that I'm supposed to read for this class by this day if I can get this Game Boy game, right? And it's like, well...
Oh, you put it in writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't fulfill that. Like, come on. What do we... But he was like negotiating with a terrorist. I was just going to come back with the same thing every time.
Yeah, you're like, you think this means anything to me? You just rip it in front of him.
Then when you have to follow through on those... I remember I'd make those whack Christmas presents from it, like a coupon book for my mom or whatever, and be like, oh, whatever. I'll shovel the
yard,
whatever, at the drop of whatever you snap your fingers. Then she'd be like, you know, go shovel. It's like, what are you talking about? Saved by the Bell is on. Yeah.
Right, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Just pretend to be deaf.
I don't think you've finished preparing my breakfast for the bathtub yet, Mom.
I'll take beefist in the tub, please.
I'd like an omelet. 5 eggs today.
Did you guys ever try the very clearly not asleep, but pretending to be asleep and hoping your parents won't call you out on it move?
Yeah.
When you wanted to avoid something?
I would do it for like not wanting to go to bed.
Yeah.
Which is a psycho move. Like, you know, because you had like the TV shows that were on later.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'd kind of just like sleep so I could hear it. And then she'd be like, wait, go to bed. And it's like, whoa, hustling backwards for sure. Fucking fool.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy you that. Fantastic.
That's a good one.
Now I'm up with back-to-back picks. The first pick, and this is a Kelly Jordan classic, bless her heart, but it couldn't have been more of a lie, where every sport that I tried, she would watch, she'd come to the games and stuff, and no matter what, she'd always tell me like, oh my God, you're so good at basketball. You're so good at football.
That's adorable.
That's very sweet.
Yeah. I couldn't have been worse at so I'm talking, I'll say football and basketball. I look back now and I'm just like, dude, I was on the D team for both, like far end of the D team.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I remember like she'd come to games and stuff. Like one of my games, I came running off the field because I had like a drop of blood on my finger. And she's like, oh my God, you're so good. You are so good at football. It's like, none of the other kids on the team would agree with you, mother. But
the D team had to play their games at like 10 p.m. after every other team got to play.
We had to take a bus, but it was the city bus. We had to take the city bus across town.
It was technically night school.
What are you guys doing? Well, you have to buy your own equipment. I mean, it was like that, dude. We like, I remember basketball. Obviously, all the starters got to pick the uniforms first, and it was just like a box of uniforms. Oh, so they'd all go get the biggest shit. Like in my jersey and my shorts, I seriously like Larry Bird. They came so high, so high up, and my jersey was like skin tight, and I had long like hair past my nose, so I just like try to brush my hair back. I didn't know how to dribble. Like I remember going up for a layup and just throwing it at the backboard one time, like an open court layup.
You didn't know how to dribble though.
I did, but not under the pressure. I couldn't. Okay. I could not handle the pressure of games. The one play I got the ball handed to me in football, they were like, "Don't look at the hole," and I was focused on the hole, and I got smoked like a pack of cools. I mean, like laid out.
And I bet you came to the sideline, and she was still like, "You were so good on that play."
Yeah, lying to me, dude. That's
beautiful though, because then she's then it's like you're safe with her. You know what I mean? Like
right.
She's going to hold you down at least.
Yeah, I don't resent her for it, but holy buckets, was it a lie?
Did she tell you were so good at the splits too?
Maybe she didn't know it was a lie though. Maybe she was so like, but she watched like a lot of football. She might have been like, hey, you know.
They're doing the same thing.
He didn't cry when he got tackled. He's great at this.
I cried a few times. I got knocked out. I just told you this. I got knocked out and I woke up scream crying and my coach was like, what? He's holding my belt up above my waist. And I just woke up. I was like, what? I was screaming. And he goes, Flieger knocked you out. It was like calm an down. Open field. Open. I wish Instagram would have been around because somebody would have put it on Instagram. I just got.
Oh, man. You were like a punter in that All-Star game when Sean Taylor just destroyed him.
Yeah. Yeah, like 12-year-old gets knocked into Thanos' universe or something.
Did she tell you you were so good at skateboarding though?
Well, she never had to because I knew I was good at that. It wasn't like a thing she would watch. It wasn't like a sport. Taekwondo was one of them. She would tell me I was good at that and I was, but yeah.
Yeah, you got a black belt.
Second degree playboy.
She's a supportive mom.
She is a supportive mom. I'm just saying. That was a big ass lie. And the second one, this happened to me straight up. And I know this happens, I feel like this happens to other kids too, but I remember it. We had to, because we had 13 cats at one point. And for a minute there, we did live in a house. So when we got the house, we had to take all the cats to a farm and just give them to someone. And she told me that old, like, they're just going to watch the cats for like a few weeks and we're going to come back and get them. And I was like, because I was just crying so hard mine was Cupcake. That was like the one cat that I got to name. We just gave Cupcake to this dude and I was just bawling. And she goes, he's just for a couple weeks. And then obviously we never got Cupcake back.
You're so good at football, Sean. You're so good.
Just focus
on the football.
Yeah. Cupcake's going to go to camp to get as good at football as you are.
Yeah.
I'm just like, really? Is Cupcake going to be good? Is he going to be a defensive end for no reason too? Like me? Because they can't put me anywhere important, but they have to put me somewhere, even though defensive end is still important. Yeah.
Man, that's one of those lines that I completely understand too. Could you imagine this kid's like cry? What the fuck else are you supposed to tell
him? Yeah. Gone forever, dude.
Yeah.
Say your piece.
Deal with it.
Get used to it.
Don't worry, you're going to get laid next week. Things are all going to turn around.
Oh, God.
Yeah, how close were those events?
That was how we rebounded.
Too close. Yes! It's crazy when you what? Put in perspective like that because it's like 4 years.
Wow.
Ooh, that's disgusting.
I need to take a shower.
Yeah, God,
it is crazy to think about. I made my first $1 million by the time I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
So tell them we're going to drop the pets off at the farm and then never going back to get them. Zach, back on you as Tiz, the serpent.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say yours is a little twist because usually it's like we dropped them off at a farm. It meant the animal is dead.
They're going to go murk them. Yeah. I just don't see why. I hope she wasn't taking him to like a little kitty assassin or something. I hope they at least got to live out their days.
It was just some dude who likes to kill cats on the edge of town.
What are you doing? I'll take care of Cupcake.
if, we're, If they're going to stay at the farm, why are we not at a farm? We're just giving them the dude in his hatchback.
This is the kill house. Is that right?
Yeah, they're going to be kilty cats instead of kitty cats.
Oh, God. You said that, not me. These views do not reflect the...
You guys got me out here thinking I'm good at sports. I'm
the beliefs of Zach Toscani, LLC.
I'm untouchable.
So for my second pick, I'm going to take You'll Understand When You're Older.
Oof. Man.
Because I will say it's not always a lie, but the times it is a lie, like the amount of times I'm like, I am your age when you said this to me, and it makes less sense now.
It's crazy thinking about being the same age that, like, my mom, I was probably 17 by the time she was the age that I am now.
I was 16.
That's
15.
Crazy to think about that I could.
Impossible.
With my knowledge right now, trying to navigate a kid through high school, and I'm like proper parent age, it's still thinking about, like, no, I don't know shit, man. I have no idea what to tell you.
If a 15-year-old boy lived in this apartment with me, I would kill him. I would kill him. I would kill that boy. I would kill him dead.
You drank all my Icelandic spring water again?
You stole some of my wine?
I don't think I could say, do as I say, not as I do, more than if I lived with like a 15-year-old boy. I'd be like, don't do anything that I'm doing. But
and then
do
I'd have
what
to
I
explain
say.
Things like, yeah, I have these remote control boats, but they're not for you.
These are toys for children, but not for you.
And you work hard, you get to race the boats.
These are dad's collectibles, okay?
When you work hard, you get to race the boats. I imagine this kid just staring at the boats all day, and you're like, it looks a little dirty in here.
Every time he wants to quit, he just imagines one of them like...
Yeah. You just run your finger across the top of the fridge, and there's dust. You're like, well, there goes a boat race, I guess.
I make him wax them.
He's sprinting across a lake, and then as he's done, he's like taking a breath, and he just sees a little boat with a sign that says "Not good enough yet." Zips away.
Yeah, that's not gonna work at the combine. No boat race, bud.
Race the boat straight up.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I can't really think of any like you'll understand when you're older.
It was a lot of. Like, I will say for me, it was a lot of my dad saying that, where right. he would just make some. Batshit insane decision, and then I'd be like, why? And he was like, you'll understand when you get older. And I'm 38 now, and I'm like, yeah, it makes less sense now.
Not to make it like dark or whatever, but like sometimes he would call. You remember taking the phone off the hook, you know, once like somebody would call so much you'd had to take the phone off the hook.
Yeah,
he would call 40 times right in a row, just bang bang. My mom would just hang it up, and she'd have to take the phone off the hook, and then I'd ask him like, what were you doing? And he was
like, Notre Dame's playing.
Lou Holtz is on TV. Just wanted to make sure your mom had him up with no other guys over there. Yeah, he hit me with that. Like, you'll get it when you're my age, bud. Like, no, you were a lunatic, dude. Call someone 40 times.
Yeah. Treating people around you closely very badly. I'll understand that when I get older. I don't think so, actually.
I hope not. Yeah, no, that's great. David, what do you got? Number two.
Number two, let's go with... Oh, this is an easy one. I got the base ones, but I feel like they're big talent. Tooth Fairy.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. What a crazy...
It's the craziest one to
For
me.
For what?
And it survives. Like, kids are still doing that now.
And I just don't understand what the point is. Like, you were going to lose those teeth. You know what I mean? It's not like, mm-hmm. hey, wash the dishes and I'll give you $5. They were going to go.
So I remember putting my tooth under the pillow. I remember doing that. And now having a kid, it's like, I don't know how you go in there and take the tooth and get it without them being like, you're not the tooth fairy.
You got to put it not dad. Under your head, though. It's got to be on the periphery of the pillow.
That's that shit where you're like, okay. You're just setting yourself up for failure.
My sister and I, there was like a heart-shaped white pillow that had a little pouch sewn into the front. And it had like a hook on it, and we'd hang it on the front of the door.
See, your parents are smart. Yeah. That's
wow.
great.
They didn't even have to open the door. They just
didn't even
have
to open the door. Just lifted
it. The Tooth Fairy
gave
us this when you were born.
Wow.
And the other thing too is my logic, my trying to understand it was always like, I thought it was less about like, you know, how the naughty and nice list is like, you have to be good to get this. I thought it was more like, hey, it's scary that this thing that is like literally falling out of your face and we have no way to explain that to you because you are four and you don't understand basic shit because you're a dead shit. So like,
but you know what we do? We make kids understand those greenbacks real quick.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a
little cash is king. Welcome to capitalism, baby.
Sell your body parts for money.
It's teaching kids that if hard times ever fall on them, they can sell their blood.
Yeah, your body equals money.
Your mouth, all those are like little tiny porcelain kidneys. Just get rid of them, sell them for a couple bucks.
Look, man, there might not be a legal organ market, but that doesn't mean there's not an organ market.
Also, it's a weird, like, kids also grow a lot. What if they were like, all right, let's measure you. Oh, the growing man came to see you last night.
I also remember it being inconsistent. Like, I feel like sometimes it was $1, sometimes it was $5. I think it depended on how we were doing.
For a front one, it should be the most, right? That's like the most embarrassing.
You want to price them by value?
Yeah. There should be if they're up fronts, you know.
That's true.
A little
that's
fucking stockbroker over here, Zach Toscani.
That's a good neighborhood, right? In the smile?
That's Park Place.
Yeah, I get it. Location.
Did any of y'all ever do the like those horror stories about like your war-torn grandpa being like, we're going to tie it to a door and slam it? Did you ever do any of that?
I heard people say stuff like that.
I never did that.
I got caught trying that.
You trying to save up some dough?
I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't going on anything.
My hand over my forehead. No, like Zach mentioned.
What are you talking about? It's not my tooth.
My mom is a dentist. And so, you know, I'm like trying to wiggle it. And she would just like, you know, just keep wiggling. Maybe it'll fall out. Maybe this, maybe that. And I got really fed up with one. I think it was one of the front ones. And I was just like pissed about it. And I like got a little piece of like floss. And she was like, what are you doing? I was like, nothing. And I just walked away.
You're like, how much is 10 paces of floss?
Just you see me like literally just like pulling so much like floss out of the little like square. And she's like, what are you doing?
I think about that so often. My mom would catch me doing shit and like, she was even like, what a little weirdo.
Yeah. You're always like, I'm doing my experiments.
Yeah. I just like running out of breath. Like, I need 8 carrots and some glue. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
The amount of times I tried to do the science of like bringing back flavor to gum. You know,
like dipping it in, I feel like dipping it in sugar.
Yeah, yeah, maybe if I just leave it in this juice for like 7 hours, it'll kind of retain. I was like Frankenstein, but with candy.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't have Ecto Cooler gum. You just have some Ecto Cooler and some chewed up gum. Make it.
Would you like some gum water?
It's been simmering for hours.
I tried to make nunchucks out of every. I'd get like a shoelace and like some cut up 2x4s and some duct tape.
What?
And I'd just be flinging them around like nunchucks in my mind. Like those are not nunchucks. Yeah, dude. Like the worst kind of prison beat your ass like duct tape 2x4s you could possibly have.
That's a huge part of childhood was like figuring
making
out
weapons.
What weapons. Like you take the handle off of the mop and you're like, oh, big stick.
Yeah, everything was a bow staff.
Which is so funny too, because why? I never need weapons now.
Yeah, I need.
Like, I feel like I thought I was training for some future where I was all like, I remember being a kid thinking like, when I have my own house, I'm gonna have all kinds of weapons.
It's gonna be weapons and snakes all over the place.
Yeah.
What's wild is there are people who actually live that life.
That's true. There are guys who made good on that. Yeah. They don't have a lot of women in their lives.
Also,
but
that's Sean if he never met Laura. Let's be clear.
Bro, my mom's boyfriend broke in when I was pretty little and that like, you know, got to me. So like I was making weapons properly into my teen years. Like it was
self-defense.
Weird. Like,
that's 16, when you could have got weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had a butterfly net, but I was still like picking up sticks. Be like, this is in a pinch. This will get me there. If I can't get my hands on my butterfly net,
I guess I'll kill him with this then.
I'll just go beat him to death with this stick.
It's a shoelace with two like Granny Smith apples on the end.
Yeah. Man. But then right next to some real brass knuckles, you're like, those are two pretty different choices.
I had so many knives and then they all disappeared. And my mom was like, I don't know where they went.
There you
now
go.
I'm like,
saying picks out.
Smart move.
Yeah. No, I had a similar situation.
That happened to my stepdad in his 20s. This is a lie my mom told her husband, but he moved and he had a 22. And we just got to the new crib and she's like, I don't know where it went. And I'm like, you got rid of it. We're all grown ups. I know what happened to it.
She just left it outside. It's registered to him. She's like, oh, problem solved.
You better not have just lost it. Like, it's a gun. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I gave it to a man.
Found some dude down the street. Anyway, shocker. Time for your second and third picks, as tis.
Serpentine draft. I am going to go with what I think is my favorite lie. I can remember my parents ever telling me. So my dad, until I was tall enough to and old enough to really call him out on it, told me he was 6 foot tall.
Hilarious.
My dad is. So I was like 14. I was like 5 foot nine. And I was like, you're not 6 foot tall. We're the same height.
Ah, that's hilarious.
Man,
like I'm
crazy.
Just about 5'11", right? Like if I slouch, I'm 5'10 and a half. I stand up straight at 5'11". And I talk to him now and I'm like, you told us you were 6 foot tall. Like, I'm, oh, how tall? You know, you're a kid. You want to, I'm 4'7" now. Wow. Like, how tall are you? He's like, I'm 6 foot tall. I was like, great. Awesome. Maybe I'll be 6 foot tall like you one day. No, man. You're 5'9".
Those lies that there's no way out of are so, that's like, that's crazy. That's
like, you kept asking him year after year, like, you're 6 foot tall, right? And he's like, yeah. Like each year, no, he gets a little like,
huh? Yeah, I'm negative 6 feet tall. It's different than actual 6 feet tall.
I actually
tall,
shrank.
I'm genuinely curious if he actually thought it for sure for a while.
Like if you think it, you can be it.
Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Like you tell
yourself. In my home, I'm 6 feet tall.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I got bad vision. My buddy, we were at a baseball game and I just couldn't see the scoreboard. And he looks at me, he's like, just see better. Like it does not work like that. No matter how hard you can, like no matter, it just doesn't, bro.
Man. So you empathize with women on dating apps, right? You're like, don't lie.
Yeah.
Are you 6 feet?
I feel like it's that thing where I think there's a lot of dudes who are 5'11 who will write 6 foot because they're like, oh, what's the difference? I've never not written 5'11. I'm not 6 feet tall. I know that because I know my dad is also not 6 feet tall.
I'm also wondering, like, how big of a problem are they? Like, you show up to a woman's house, she's like, gets out the measuring tape, like, before I let you in now, we're going to go ahead and confirm.
I think a lot of times they're just saying shit.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Yeah. Oh, you can eyeball the difference between 5'9 to 6 foot. I don't think you can.
It is crazy when you, because it's that much of it. It's, you know,
it's not significant.
No.
Yeah.
Like 6 inches, that. You can't fudge, but like 2-3 inches.
Your 6 foot tall father is grounding you. Go to your room.
Like, what exactly. If you say you're like 6'3" and then you're 6 foot? Is that bad? Is it like 6 foot the cutoff where it's like if you're above six, you can just say whatever?
That would be funny care. If I was just like, yeah, I'm about 6'7".
I feel like I have more like I off the top of my head, unless I was like really paying attention, I couldn't tell you the difference between like 6'5" and 6'7", right? I'd just be like, right. Both of those men are quite tall. Right. I could definitely tell the difference between 6 foot and 6'3". I'd be like, right. One of you is a normal height and one of you
That's
is a
true.
Larger than normal height.
Yeah, 6'2", 6'3" is when it starts to get like, oh, you're really tall.
Right.
Yeah. Like six. I'm in between 6'1" and 6'2".
If Kevin Durant is dating someone and they're like, you're 7 feet tall. He's like, I'm 6'11".
Yeah,
don't.
Right.
Don't.
Yeah. The I jump from 6'11" to 7 is much different than the jump from 5'11" to 6. Because not a lot of people are up there looking at the jump. Like eye level with it. So they're like, yeah, you could, I don't know, you could be 8 feet tall. It doesn't matter.
100%.
Man, okay. Dad said he was 6 feet tall. That is a banger.
And what's,
I love that.
I don't think he really lied to us often, but when he did, they were just so good. So the third pick, I was, you know, probably like elementary school or whatever. His best friend in the world who lived in Texas, but they'd grown up together in Syria and, you know, they came to visit our place in Michigan and we had a pool and we're all hanging out. And it was around the time of some Olympics, maybe 2002, 2004, something like that. And we're all like, you know, your kids were doing like, oh, judge us. We're going to do tricks as we jump into the pool and, you know, give us scores.
Little dirty cowboy. And, I got you.
Yeah. And he and his friend decided that it would be funny if they told us that back in Syria, they were divers and that they qualified for the Olympics, so that they were Olympic divers.
Nice.
And I believed him. My dad is not athletic.
This guy's killing it, though.
Yeah.
He's out there dog paddling.
Yeah. He was smart about it, too, because he was like, no, we didn't medal, because he knew the next question would have been like, well, can I see the medal?
Yeah. Kind of,
you know, right. Like if I were to lie, say anything, like, yeah, I won evidence. The gold medal at the Olympics. He's like, no, 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 I didn't medal, but I made the Olympics. I was an Olympic. We were an Olympic diving pair.
Whoa.
You can pull off a lot before the internet.
Yeah.
God, yeah, that's great.
We'd always be like, well, can you show us? Because we were like so excited. And he's like, no, no, I'm retired.
Ha! Dude. Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
That's what are you gonna do? He's got you stopped. He's got you stopped at everywhere. You can't five-hole that.
Look, if the worst thing is that, like, as a six-year-old, I was like, oh my God, my dad's the coolest. Like, good lie. Good lie. So, harmless lie.
Yeah, we were at a reunion one time. My dad got a little tore up, and he told me, because he taught us for years, he could do a gainer. So this is on that diving tip.
No.
You know what a gainer is? Where you do a backflip while you're going forward?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He got
the most
tore
dangerous
up,
backflip.
And he was like, I'm going to do it. He tried, and he it's worse than it sounds. Sounds worse than it is, but he conked his head on the diving board on the way back because he, you know, obviously he didn't get knocked out or anything. But I was like, you ready to tell me you could never do a gainer yet? he still wouldn't admit it.
Here's what I'll say though. He did it. He went for it, which is impressive.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah. No way.
No, no, that's legit.
I would can just you imagine, be like, I'm lying. I'm lying.
You got me. Yeah.
I tried a gainer into a foam pit one time and I landed straight on top of my head. I would have been a mess if that would have been on anything else. Yeah. Telling somebody you could do something that you've never done is such a big swing.
Especially with like a flip. It's like you thought you were just gonna in the moment.
You were gonna figure this out.
Yeah, right, like, right. Yeah, I'm pretty athletic, I guess.
He like watched it for a couple of seconds. He's like, I think I understand the physics.
He's up on that diving board, like, you know, the humans only use 10% of their brains. But I'm just so drunk enough. I think I got 20.
I've only used 10% of my diving ability my whole life. I remember watching breakdancers do the windmill for years and years in my mind thinking I can do that. And the first time I tried to do the windmill, I really thought that I was going to drop to the ground and be the person who did it first. And I, dude, it looked like I got shot. I mean, it was crazy when I tried to do it. Anyway, back in Syria, your dad said he was an Olympic qualified diver. It's a fun sentence to read out loud. I'll tell you that.
You know, that country historically that has so much water.
David, time for number three.
This is one that I did to my littlest brother when he got to the right age. It's no, my phone doesn't have any games on it.
Oh, classic. Yeah.
That's a good one. God, that's a really good one.
That's perfect.
Meanwhile, I'm playing Home Run Derby.
The sound effects are coming out. You're like, nah, this is my friend texting me.
Yeah.
Home run.
Because it used to be like once you'd let him play once, and then it would just, he would take it over. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Like, bro, chill.
And then you're like, what if I get a text that, you know what I mean? Like a sensitive text,
well,
and an adult text.
Luckily, he couldn't read.
Oh, perfect. There you go. You show him the phone. You're like, see, no games. I can't even.
Yeah.
See, she's not playing games. I'll tell you that.
No, this conversation is all business.
this is a transaction, my friend.
Yeah, yeah. I'm texting the final boss.
Yeah, it just, do you guys ever have that with kids where you just
Yeah.
No, you
nieces
can't
and nephews, once they see that you have a phone, because a new phone is always more interesting than their parents' phone.
For sure.
You know, they've already been through that. They're like, what do you got?
You know what's so funny is you're like, man, because these adults will just give kids their phone sometimes. You're like, if you had any idea what to look for, you could really get some other stuff out of this.
Yeah, I got some stuff bookmarked. I don't need you in there.
You don't know where the hidden folder is, do you? Like before you give it to them.
I'm trying to find this game called Hidden Picks on Uncle Zach's phone.
I'm trying to find Hidden Picks, send to all.
Oh, my
gosh.
That's
such a great one.
That is really good.
And you know you won't get your phone back for like 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be all sticky or something.
Oh, God. All drained on zero. Yeah, yep.
It's hot. It's so hot.
I had a cousin who is like, you know, he liked games. I had games, but I didn't have that many games. And I showed him my phone. And then he asked me to download different games for him.
Already too deep.
Yeah.
Like this one's $6.99 per month.
My phone doesn't have any games on it. Oh, that is spot on, my friend. Zach, It is your third pick. Now, before we get to that pick, we are going to take another quick commercial break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project. And it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself, but it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which I'll let your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Uh-oh.
Oh, you just heard Sean do three ads in 3 minutes.
Yeah, dude. And we're back.
Some of those are long, my friend.
You're welcome.
You do some long ad reads.
You're welcome, man. In case you weren't hip to what you wanted, go listen back about 3 minutes. That's what you need to be doing. Now, Zach, what do you got for your third pick, Playboy?
Hit the people. This is a classic one that my mom said all the time. You won't be in trouble if you tell the truth.
Oh, that was on my list.
Classic one. So it seems so believable.
Did it ever work? Because it worked on me a few times.
Oh, yeah. I mean, burned the first couple times and then it doesn't work anymore. But just tell me the truth. And you're like, all right, yeah, I did throw the baseball through the window. And they're like, what? And you're like, but you said.
It's funny you promised. Now. It's funny now in hindsight, too, because it's like, once again, they already knew.
Right.
They knew. They do.
Also, the cops do the same shit.
Of course they did.
Just tell us,
just tell me you have weed, you won't be in trouble. Like, whatever, snitch. It's so much easier to tell a cop to get bent than it is my mom, though. She got a few out of me where I was like, yeah, well, me and Garrett. Yeah, I don't, whatever. But yeah, she got a few.
Whoa.
Whatever that was felt
John
dark.
John remembered the statute of limitations in South Dakota.
I was about to say
something like,
crazy.
Me and Gil were sucking dog chili dogs outside the Tasty Freeze.
It was me, Julio, and we were down by the schoolyard.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was down by the schoolyard. Yeah, I remember confessing, like, I remember my mom when she asked me, like, if I thought I was in a gang, and I was like, I just told her the whole story, and she was like, what? I ended up snitching on multiple friends just because they were in the story. I was like, oh no, I did it. I told on everybody. I did it. I was wrong.
Use full names.
I'm in
trouble.
And then
John Marco said,
Social Security number 398.
She's on the phone with moms like seconds after. I was like, oh no.
And then you had to just sit and watch.
Dude, I was like, telling her, I told her where my dickies were hidden. All the, it was like a waterfall. And I got in trouble for all of it.
Should you wear a wire to school?
Did Wait, you ever were, get like?
Where were your dickies remember, hidden?
Where did I have them hidden?
Yeah,
in his underwear,
out in a bush, out front, at, like in the apartments, like
in the bush.
Well, I couldn't wear them. I had to like change after I left
jeans?
School. Yeah, I had bush jeans.
You kept your clothes in a bush.
Only my dickie suit. And I honestly, I'd love to see how you ever want to go back and be like, you fool. Of course, they probably weren't even hidden. I kept them out there for like a week or something. And
Mom, this jeans plan is going nuts.
Yeah, it grew
it's growing old, jeans out.
It's grown so many more pairs of Dickies for me. This is crazy. I keep stealing them from Walmart. I mean, getting them from the bush. This is tangential, but I remember one time my mom found them. What happened? She found a pack of cigarettes in my room. And I didn't know if the weed that I had in there was still in there or if it was just the cigarettes. So it was that thing where she's like,
must have been nuts, huh?
She's like, if you just tell me, then you're not going to be in trouble. And I was like, I don't want to tell her about a joint that's not in there. So I just told her about the cigarettes and that, I never got any blowback. So
wow.
She smoked that joint. She's like, this one's for KJ.
Oh, my back's hurt from my shitty teenager.
Yeah. Man, John gets some pretty interesting cigarettes.
Yeah, they're European. Oh, that's great. Tell the truth and you won't be in trouble.
Yeah.
Horse pucky, that one.
Oh, man. And it was always like a big one. Yeah. You know, it was like a big lie. Like, did you steal all of those fireworks? Like... Yeah.
Of course you're going to be mad.
Yeah.
If you weren't mad, you wouldn't care. Like
Did you write all this pornography?
God.
To this day is one of the funniest stories I've ever heard of a
childhood. I got to see you tell that to someone. Who did I watch you tell that to? Reese, we import whatever. I just saw you. I cannot think of it. Or maybe somebody told it. Maybe we told it to somebody who knows you and they were like, what?
It's the funniest shit ever, man.
It's bad.
I cannot believe it.
And especially
it's
now
so
knowing
awesome.
Your mom too. It's just,
oh yeah.
It's so funny. Because your mom's so chill. Like she just must have been like, what the hell, Zach? Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like, yeah, like your mom's so cool. Like, I could
we own a mellow restaurant. You're in here writing sex manifestos.
My best friend, Erica. You were gonna kiss her butt.
You weren't even going to do
butt
fun
is spelled
stuff.
Wrong.
Well, yeah, exactly. I had no, I wasn't Sean Jordan, so I didn't have intimate knowledge of how it all worked.
I didn't have any knowledge of how it worked. I'll tell you that. Knowledge of what I thought.
I thought it was all like rose petals had to be involved, you know, sultry music.
That's way weirder than it was like hella romantic.
Yeah.
You're doing things that people have been married 30
like,
years
for a threesome?
Don't do.
No, why would you use rose petals?
Yeah, he's like, I'd take Jennifer out on a date to the restaurant.
Guess what? Melissa's already there.
And they're stoked.
Yeah, I love it.
Tell the truth.
Yeah,
don't get in trouble.
My third pick, when I used to go to the mall or the skating rink or whatever in my teenage years, my mom would tell me that she had spies. So I'd go to the mall and she'd be like, don't do anything. I got people there watching. I have people at the mall. I got people at the skating rink. Like she had a street team that was watching.
Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus.
Yeah, they're out
there watching your ass.
I think back, it's like absolutely... No, you didn't. Like, I know your friends. Like, it was just crazy.
Did
then
you
I believe
it?
Too. Yeah, a few times where I'm like, I can't. My mom might have people watching.
Whoa.
Like, but then it's like, what about all that we stole? So much stuff from the mall. And it's like, you can't.
I would think, though, I wonder if you ever ran into, like, one of your mom's friends on accident. And then you're like, oh, my God, she was right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
If I just ran into, like, Diane, she'd be like, yeah, I would have gone and been like, no, she ain't. She's telling the truth. She's paying people to be out here. We are watched at the mall.
It's funny thinking your parents had such a vast network too.
Well, there was a network. There had to be because like we were just loose in the neighborhood from the time I was like five on. We could just go out and do whatever we wanted. So I'm sure there was calls, you know, like, hey, are Sean and Sean over at your house? Or like, you know, something that. But none of that. I mean, because we would have been in trouble all the time if she had people watching where we were going. It's like, I remember being like six and biking to the mall. It's like, your friends didn't want us to be doing that, so they probably would have let you know.
Yeah.
Would not
yeah.
have been able to hide those dickies in that bush if someone was watching.
Exactly. They would have seen you put them in the bush.
Yeah, just the front bush of the apartment building too. You got to hide things in plain sight where nobody would ever think to look.
Scarlet Letter, your Dickie suit.
I like the idea of this being like a stakeout, like in a spy movie, like your mom's friends are in an unmarked van outside of the mall.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to get to the bottom of this web. And it's just like, oh, he's just putting jeans into bushes, actually.
So write that down, 8:22 p.m.
It's Mission Possible. It's yeah. Also that your parents... or the friends of your parents would just be like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not up to anything. I'll go watch your kid from afar.
Right? Yeah, totally. Anything to do on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. You just want me to watch your kid poke around the mall and eat Hardee's for 4 hours? That's, yeah, sure. So that, my mom had a street team. And then this, just every adult, but my mom included, every uncle, all of them, they, if you pee in the pool, the water's going to change colors.
Yeah.
Crazy. I mean, it did stop me from peeing in the pool almost my whole, until I was an adult, really.
Not me, man.
I never peed in the pool as a kid.
Oh, you regressed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, dude. When you realize nothing's going to happen and what chlorine is, you're like, that's the point, whatever. Everybody pees in the pool.
Everybody does. I always pee in the pool.
Hot tubs, pools, social contract I sign. Every time I get in a public pool, any pool, I assume it's been
peed
in.
First thing I do. I load up on water.
You're marking your territory.
You're just pounding Fijis in the parking lot. Like, oh, I'm gonna get ready for this.
I used to have a bit about this, but I still think it'd be like, so I fully agree that mentally where I'm like, yeah, everyone in this pool has peed in the pool. But just imagine if people walked up to the pool and pissed in it before they got in. It's the same thing.
I've thought about it a million times.
It's the same thing, but it's like, can you imagine just like 9 dudes just be there like, we're so hammered, we're going to get in this hot tub, and they just pissed into it first.
Like, these aren't Roman statues. These are real people.
It's just so different, but it's the same concept.
Like,
I don't know why
fountain,
it makes it.
Everyone's the center peeing down. That should be a urinal.
It's fun peeing in the pool. I'll say it. How often do you get to pee when you're not touching your penis? Never.
Oh, man.
Except for the pool.
Truly. And sometimes you're peeing and you're looking right at a friend.
Yeah.
I sit down almost every time I pee, so I don't touch it most of the time.
You sit to the bottom.
Oh, that's
just
right.
Pee next to you.
I did it to Shane in Canada 3 weeks ago.
Just looking at him peeing?
Yeah, because we went swimming in the pool in Montreal.
Did you let him know?
Do you say
anything? No, I didn't tell him.
Or are you just like, he's like, why are you all blissed out?
I'm having a wet dream in the pool.
You have like a mischievous smile.
I'm having a lucid wet dream in this hot tub.
Hold on, dude. I'm peeing right now.
Well, it is. So like, you could say that to me.
He's a little devil that loves to piss.
Dude. Yeah, dude. I wouldn't get out. You could tell
me
all three of you.
Next standing next to David in a pool of water and he just shivers, I'm going to be like, God damn it, dude.
It'll happen.
It's probably happened. Yeah.
Oh, at the beach all the time.
I love it because you're just staring off from the horizon like, who could I be? Then you're just peeing. It's great.
Yeah. I do like peeing in the ocean a lot.
Hey, that's where it's supposed to happen, man. So, yeah, if you pee in the pool, it'll change colors. Big adult lie. Zach, number four, what do you got?
Number four, this one was kind of a weird one. But I feel like maybe other people have some variation of it. But I would be told that if you eat all your potato skins, that your hair will get curly.
What?
That feels very Italian.
Yeah. Always potato skins specifically.
Is this they're trying to get you to eat them or not to eat them?
Yeah. And I never didn't like potato skins. Sometimes I'm like, you saw me at TGI Fridays. I'm getting them purposefully.
I'm loading up.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the curls.
Yeah, you don't strike me as a kid who had like a lot of dietary issues.
No, not like some people.
Vegetables are gross, dude.
Yeah, where's that one? Are you drafting that?
My mom didn't tell me they were gross. I made up my mind.
I thought she said they were yucky.
Oh, well, she wasn't lying. How's that a lie?
Vegetables are yucky?
Thanks. Did your street team tell you that, Mom?
You must have scurvy, my man. This is...
What are you gonna tell Max? Are you just gonna force yourself to eat vegetables?
These are yucky, but you need to eat it.
If she carries on this podcast in our name and she does this very same topic, then she will say that her dad told her that vegetables are good and he was lying about it.
Is that your plan?
I hate them. I hate vegetables. Of course,
no,
I'm gonna tell her they're good.
She carries on the podcast.
You gonna curse her with being a comedian?
Max, I love to
take over the family business.
You know someone's gonna, it's gonna happen to someone.
She's not gonna go to college. She'll be a podcaster. Thank you very much.
It's Ian, David, and your 5-year-old daughter. He retires early. I get all of her money. She's too young.
Well, Dad's going to night school, so she can't do it anymore.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
Maxine's like, I got dates in Ottawa on the 22nd.
Yeah. Nope. God, no
way.
You see
my wayward father here?
We already decided she's going to USD. She's going to go finish what I started and graduate.
They have a college there?
Yeah, not a good one, but they got one. Go Yotes.
Yoo!
David, time for your fourth pick.
This is how true I thought it was. I had to look it up to make sure. And it isn't true. You have to wait an hour to eat after you swim.
Oh, true story.
Is that not true?
Or wait an hour to swim after you eat, excuse me.
I just found that out too when I was doing a little research. I just found that out too.
Apparently it's not true.
What a crazy lie.
I have been
It wasn't just my mom. It was everybody's parents, I feel like.
It's part of a joke I do.
Really?
Everyone was ripping Zach off.
No. It was just like I was saying it to these Spanish kids, so it's funnier in Spanish.
Yeah, the Nadar thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But yeah, everyone. That was everyone. Like any parents, other someone else's house that had a pool, their parents would always be like, all right, guys, you can eat, but you have to like wait it out like 30 minutes or 45 minutes.
I've tested the theory so many times as an adult and been so confused. Like, I'm not cramping. I don't get it. Like, are kids built different? And then you're like, no, it's just a lie. Is it because they didn't want kids to like poop in the pool or something? Because they just ate?
I don't know, but that hour as a kid was the longest fucking hour in the world.
Why not just let them go swim?
Also, it's a pool. If I cramp, I'll just get out of the pool. It's not like I'm in the middle of the ocean. I have no options.
When I think back on it, I truly think they didn't know. So maybe that isn't fair that it's a lie.
I mean, the only reason I know is because of the internet.
Was real. Yeah, same.
Right. Is there a difference here in this context between a lie and an urban legend? Like a myth?
Yeah, I can change it. That one
No,
it's a great pick.
That's a pick.
We got to spread the message that it's a lie.
Yeah,
Lauren, she asked if it like what the difference was. I'm like, I just think if you spread it like...
Maybe they wanted the kids to be all like, wash your hands before you go in the pool or...
What's a pool going to do? Wash them. It's a big sink.
I don't know. Kids are messy. There's just like,
I mean, you just admitted to peeing in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember the public pool.
Yeah. Did you pee in the bathtub?
No, I never peed in the... Well, I'm sure when I was a kid, but I still take baths. I do not do that. That is one I have to draw the line because I can't stop sitting there.
That's
pretty confined. I don't put chlorine in my bath. So, but I remember this kid pooped in the big public pool one time and they had to evacuate, drain the whole thing. It was such, I was like, oh, for that tiny little turd, it was Buck.
What were you like, turd shaming this kid?
I don't know, man. It's just like, I would have kicked
tiny
everybody
ass
out.
Little turd.
That ain't it. Like
Brian with his tiny ass little turd.
Shit's bigger than that shit.
Evacuate the pool so we can all beat up Brian and his tiny poops.
I had one the other day, it was the size of a squirrel.
Oh, tiny poop Brian sits behind me in history. You guys are in college. It's college history. Whatever, tiny poop Brian. All right, Shocker. Number four, what do you got?
Number four, number five. Number four, we wanted pets our whole lives. We did not have any. We had like goldfish, but that's not a real pet. They just swim around and they don't even exist. But we so desperately wanted
a dog. You mean
your
6-foot tall Olympic diving father couldn't find time to get you a pet?
No. He didn't. So in Syria, people didn't have pets that weren't like birds or something, or like these pets weren't a thing. And he is scared of dogs and doesn't like cats. And so they told my sister and I my whole life until we got to like high school and like figured it out that, sorry, we can't get a pet because I'm allergic to dogs and cats.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
Your dad is a sniper. What are you going to say to that?
I'm
just like, I guess. And eventually
Shimon's
we got old enough.
We're like,
I know you're not allergic to dogs. You just don't like them. But yeah, just that was tough. That is now someone who owns two dogs, and it's amazing. It's the fucking best having a dog.
I was going to say, you really made up for lost time, though.
Oh, it was a hard correction. Just the second I, like, the second I signed my first lease in Los Angeles, I was like, all right, we're getting a dog. Let's fucking do this.
Does your dad ever, do you ever bring it up to your dad?
I do. And now it's funnier, though, because, like, he's still, like, you know, he's fine with our dogs, but he's not super comfortable around dogs. He's never been around them, really. Right. And so we'll sit on the couch, and he'll sit just, like, on a, like, a, you know, dining chair next to the couch. But the dogs, seeing that all the rest of us are giving them love and desperately wanting that affection and attention from him, will then follow him to whatever chair he's in and just, like, enclose him and just beg him. And he's just like, this is way worse. This is way. I'm like, yeah, man, if you just do the basics, they won't, like, they'll leave you alone. But you're holding out. You're playing hard to get, and they're going to try to get it.
I've seen this behavior happen to David.
With the dogs?
Yeah, yeah. Like that you're like, because I don't give it any attention, this thing is just...
Yeah, I'm sure
my dog did that to you, and I'm very
sorry. Dogs really love me. And I don't even dislike them. Just sometimes I just am like, oh, you know, I don't know, whatever. I'm pretty ambivalent. And
you
yeah,
like
dogs.
A calming
dogs,
energy.
Yeah, dogs really like me. Even a lot of times, dogs that people be like, he doesn't like anybody, or hey, that dog's scared of men or whatever. But yeah, they all really like me.
Dogs like me. My wife likes me. I like me.
I'm a good person.
You did it. You did it, pal. Just sit in the mirror. You did everything you wanted.
Dogs like me.
It's true. It's dogs and strangers, man. They just come up to me.
That's beautiful.
That is really, it's calming. I like it.
Ideal. It was great.
Okay, fifth pick.
Yep.
We kind of touched on it a little bit in a different conversation. I was raised Muslim. I'm not anymore, but I grew up in a very Christian conservative kind of town. And my parents needed a way to explain, like, hey, man, why don't we get Christmas presents? Because, like, everybody else does. And so we moved when I was, like, five from a place that had a fireplace to a place that didn't. And the answer was, well, you know, Santa can't come through the fireplace, so just he can't come to the house. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
Santa's
brutal.
A little boot. That's
wow.
That was
way
tough?
Bucker than the truth.
They put that onto somebody else. We would have Christmas, but
Santa's racist. They explained to me that we don't celebrate Christmas. We're Muslims. But then, like, you know, when we were little and we lived at the old house until we were like five or six, there would still be presents. Right? We still, like, did the whole thing of decorating a tree because you don't want to feel left out. And then when I was like seven. And we moved, and it was like, we're not doing this anymore? It's like, oh, yes, Hannah can't come. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
They were just like, he's old enough now. We don't have to do this. He's
do you
not
think when they were
it,
looking
yeah.
for the new house, they were like, can't have a fireplace. No fireplace.
Not a one. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them. Actually, no. I know that because they bought a plot of land and they built the house. So they definitely did it on purpose.
That would
oh,
be,
yeah, they knew.
Like,
they were like, yeah. Yeah. No, your dad. Go ahead and knock that out.
Yeah. You hear him on the phone like, all right, Paul, one, we got to make one big change here.
Yeah, I like the blueprints. That looks good. Great design. Got to kill the fireplace.
Yeah. Hilarious. And now you're going to guarantee that Santa can't come in, right?
We're going to need that Olympic sized pool, but no diving boards. I don't want a diving board anymore. Yeah.
I'm retired. God damn it. You can't make me.
That's hilarious. was that difficult? Like in like high school age, kind of, were you ever like, just give me a goddamn present?
No, because so like the difference is, so no. Muslims, obviously we don't have Christmas, which, you know, sucks culturally because everyone has Christmas. Right. But they celebrate something called Eid. And the Eid happens twice a year. They're 100 days apart. And you get presents on Eid. Most historically, you get money. And so
it's called Eid.
And so, yeah. And so it'd just be like, I'd get like, you know, $50 as an eighth grader or an 8-year-old or something and be like, can we go to GameStop later? Because I want to buy the new Pokemon game. And be like, yeah, you can use your Eid money. And that was
okay.
That was
yeah,
that.
So that's even better.
Yeah, that's way. Yeah. That's twice.
Yeah, that straight was all, cash.
Do you remember straight when that cash. Switch happened? When you're like, cash is better. I remember
cash
the
rules
small
everything
window.
Around me, Mom.
Yeah, when, do you remember when cream hit you? It was just. But like for a while,
I think you were in the sixth grade, right?
Didn't hit me.
Sorry, that was
Seventh
grade. Bring David a plate tour coming to you in the city soon.
Go on. BringDavidAplate.com. I'm out here.
Put cream on it.
No spaghetti.
Oh, that is dank. Speaking of BringDavidAplate.com, bring that fifth pick. No.
This is one. Yeah. This one. So the other ones have been vague ones. You're in the zone. This is your best hosting so far. Sean's got his shirt off. You guys can't see.
This one is. Pants off.
Really?
No.
Why are you covering your forehead?
So I got a sunburn.
This one is one that my mom told me, and I never. I got to call her tomorrow. I got to ask her. She told my little brothers too. So it's not just me. She said, if you swallow gum, this is her words, it'll rub against your gut and you'll die.
Oh, that's fucking gnarly.
Ramped up the old. I heard it takes forever to digest.
So insane. And
I looked
never,
that up. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Yeah. The comes 7 years out? Thing. Yeah. Comes right out. Yeah.
I don't know why she said it, and I didn't test it. I mean, I think I got old enough and realized that, like, it was not true. But, like, it's such a weird one to me.
It is one, because you're like, do you just not want me to swallow the gum? Or what about gum is it that you don't want that to be swallowed?
Teaching your son to be afraid of the world. I'm into it.
I think that, I feel like, I vaguely remember one time falling asleep with like gum in my mouth and it ended up in my hair.
Yeah.
Oh, just because I used to move around a lot and you know what I mean?
Oh,
so
shit.
Maybe it stemmed from that, having to deal with that, you know? But
it's like such a kid thing to do is go to sleep chewing gum where you're like, no, there's still flavor left.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
You're not going to waste this. This is a nickel, bro.
You're too tired to get up and put it in your sugar water to try to rehabilitate it.
Right.
I think it was a lot of that too, just because like I was one of those kids for sure who just like went till there was no gas in the tank and then
until your body
like
just
rock.
Turned off.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever doing it, but I swear I saw somebody put gum in someone's hair on purpose one time.
Oh,
like in lunch or something. Like a guy walked up to a girl and just put gum in her hair.
You put it in a girl's. That's even.
I can't remember
fucked.
The details, but you know, like I feel like I saw that, but I cannot remember any details. But
it's heinous.
Seems like somebody who would have been running in my crew.
Yes. Sounds like one of your friends.
Yeah.
Does sound like a mischievous little boy who went to juvenile detention center.
One of your fellow puss hounds.
Listen, I'm going to put gum in your hair. It's already going to happen.
Oh, God, that's tight. I put grip tape in Adam's hair one time. You know, but you put on a skateboard.
Oh.
I just walked up and put a chunk of it in his hair.
Oh.
And we had to cut. He was so immediately, I was like, oh, this is funny. And he's like, what the fuck, dude? And we had to cut out a pretty big chunk of his hair. In high school.
Would water have not?
I don't know. We went straight to cutting. We tried to pull with like brute force. You know, we tried to rip and then it went to cutting. We didn't try.
rip cut.
Yeah. We took a direct flight. No layovers.
Rip twice, cut once.
Zach, what do you got? Final pick.
Final pick. This is one my dad told me, very specific. It's in a joke of mine too, but we went and saw Hocus Pocus in theaters. And
scary movie at the time.
Yeah. I was probably like 11 or something. And you know, there's a plot point where a virgin lights a candle. I didn't know what that was. So I asked my dad what a virgin was. And he said, it's someone who doesn't like mayonnaise. He never cleared it up. It wasn't a placeholder, you know, for like after the movie, we're going to have a talk. He just fucking, and I would say probably months, I was probably using that wrong. Because I was like, I don't like mayonnaise. And I've been like called a virgin. So it checks out.
Hey, Zach, do you want a sandwich? No, thanks. I'm a virgin.
Yeah. Just make sure you, is that cheeseburger for a virgin? Could you make a cheeseburger for a virgin? Thanks.
Can I get a virgin BLT? Appreciate it.
Yeah. And I'll take a virgin Jello shot whenever you get a chance.
I just love that. You just bring it back to the kitchen with the show and the mayo, and you're like, I'm a virgin.
what the fuck is this?
Nobody and they'd be thinking, like, nobody blew a load on your sandwich. We didn't. What does being a virgin have to
listen,
do with
son,
it?
These loads don't come that creamy. I'm going to tell you now.
God, I love that. Just telling people your dad's a virgin. Yeah, we're all virgins, dude.
Oh, I'll just get a burger for me and my dad. We're both big virgins. And he, I started whistling.
The only place you could pull that off is Chick-fil-A. If you're like, I'll get a virgin spicy chicken deluxe.
Yeah. Oh, if you tell them you're a virgin at Chick-fil-A, you get extra fries.
Yeah. God damn, that's so... I just love it so much. That's hilarious. A virgin is someone who doesn't like mayo. Fantastic. And closing it out, this is a lie that I currently tell my daughter all the time, is that cartoon characters are asleep. So if she wants to watch whatever, Gabby's Dollhouse or something, and I don't want her to, I'll be like, oh, Gabby's sleeping. She wants to watch King Charles Coronation all the time, who's a real person. And I tell her, I'm like, no, nope, King Charles is asleep.
The King of England?
Like the King of England?
She likes watching the crown get put on. And then there's these, this group that sings.
Don't taste on her. She really is a Maxine.
Yeah, it's either she either likes watching the coronation of King Charles or like you know, the JFK assassination.
I show her JFK all the time because we both like it. It's something for both of us.
It's either the Zapruder film or Bubble Guppies. Same
yeah,
vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
Paw Patrol or Dragnet, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same kind of vibe.
You know, fights at Waffle House or
Paw Patrol.
Honey,
or
the fights at Waffle House are never sleeping. Okay.
What is Shinto? Cop shows. Paw Patrol, The Departed, you know.
You and I have the same YouTube algorithm.
We haven't started that yet. We will. It's coming up. I think Gabby's is getting kind of played. So anyway, telling our cartoon characters are asleep. Well, that will do it for the draft. To recap, real quick, Shocker, you went first and you picked when you lie that you'd be able to read it on your forehead. Your dad said he was 6 feet tall. back in Syria, your dad was an Olympic qualified diver. They said they were allergic to cats and dogs, so you couldn't have any pets. And they said since you didn't have a fireplace, that Santa couldn't come to your house. David, you went second. You picked the naughty or nice list, the tooth fairy, both just being total horseshit. This phone doesn't have any games on it, which is perfect. That you have to wait an hour after eating before you swim, and that if you swallow gum, it will rub against your stomach and you'll die. Zach, you picked, I'm not going to buy you that, coming from your mother. And then she ended up buying it. You'll understand when you're older, which you never did. Tell the truth and you won't be in trouble, which was a farce. And if you eat all your potato skins, that your hair will get curly. And a virgin is somebody who doesn't like mayonnaise. And I went last. I picked my mom telling me I was good at sports, that the pets are just visiting the farm, that she has spies everywhere. If you pee in the pool, it will change colors. And telling my daughter, rather, that cartoon characters are asleep when they are, in fact, not real. That is our draft. Isaac, do you have a pick?
Yeah, I grew up going to church, and that was the main community of my parents. And so they would always tell me, we're going to leave in 10 minutes. And we would never leave in 10 minutes. We would always leave 1, 2, or 3 hours later.
It's nothing worse than just seeing your parents start to make the move and then someone's like, hey.
Yeah.
You're like, come on.
It sucks.
God.
I have to ask Isaac and David of Korean and Sri Lankan culture, Arab culture.
Oh, no, Sierra Leonean.
Sierra Leone. Wow, that's embarrassing for me. Sierra Leonean. When your parents would, they're leaving a function of people from where they're from. That doesn't mean you're leaving. That means you have 45 minutes until you're leaving. Because they're going to talk to everyone else at the door before they leave.
We used to go to these parties. All the Sierra Leoneans would throw parties at like rec centers and shit. And it would just be... I remember sometimes just like falling asleep in a chair.
Yeah.
Like she'd be like, oh, we're leaving now. And then you just, you're asleep because they're dancing or doing whatever.
Also, I thought Isaac's pick was going like a much different way.
I used to go to church.
I was like, oh shit, he's going to do it.
My parents lied about God.
Shocker, I'm glad you think the Irish and the Italian just get out of where they're going so quick.
Well, there's an Irish exit.
I know what you mean.
You were literally an Irish goodbye.
It's the opposite
of a Sierra Leone goodbye that takes 4 days.
Italian goodbye is we throw pasta at the wall and run out.
You go to church, and this was on my list where I'd be like, how much longer? My mom would be like, it's almost over. And you're like,
No, it ain't.
Just got here. Like, no, it ain't.
It's in Lent.
It's not going to be almost over until it's Lent. No candy for 30 days. Well, that does it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We want to hear your picks. just quote, tweet it or whatever. Give us your list or send them to allfantasypod@gmail.com. You follow us on Instagram or whoever runs the account on Instagram, follow it. I'm sure we'll get it one of these days. Follow us on Twitter.
They're holding it hostage?
Nah, wait, you guys still run? You don't run the AFE podcast account?
Nah, they run it better than we do.
Do they?
Someone runs it.
Someone runs
it. They put up the same picture every time?
Hit us up at allfantasypod@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the Patreon. Thank you so much for holding us down. We just got a little video of the hats. They are being stitched and they are dope. They are going to love them. They should be going out like this week. So thank you to the top tier members. And we have, I think, another mailbag coming out this month. I don't know. We got everything's on its way. So thank you for that. Shout out to the subreddit. Shout out to the Shislackety. Shout out to Saints Who Carmel. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Frankie Ocean.
More important than all that. Add your own one in there.
Shout out your own mom.
This is yours. You can do whatever you want.
Shout out to St. Kelly Jordan. I love you, mom. I will FaceTime you tomorrow.
Shout out to David.
shout out David. But more important than all that, please tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaklackety.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.